What's the effect of the microbiome in health and disease on influencing the immune system?
Well, the immune system is educated in a major way by the bacteria in particular, but to a lesser extent, the fungi. The way it works is that certain bacteria stimulate protective immune responses, and they do it in several ways. And I'll try to make this palatable for the audience. But one way is they have cell wall components that stimulate so-called hardwired responses that stimulate the same response in almost any cell. They also produce metabolic products. I mentioned butyrate earlier, that stimulates the evolution of protective immune cells, so-called Tregs, regulatory T cells, that prevent inflammation. And then they also have antigens that are very specialized proteins that are recognized by the T cells. And some T cells have beneficial activities, Tregs, for example. Others induce inflammation, and those are the detrimental T cells, the ones that produce interferon gamma, IL-17, and those are the ones that we try to target to treat IBD and other immune-mediated diseases.
Your own research has shown a substantial interaction between the microbiome and inflammatory bowel disease. Can you help our audience understand the importance of that work, which is really groundbreaking?
Well, you're very kind. I've been working on this area since I began doing research here at UNC in 1979. In a nutshell, we've shown over the years that there's a balance of beneficial and aggressive bacteria in our normal gut. These aren't the infections that we think about, but these are the normal gut. So there's a balance of good and bad bacteria. We've demonstrated in genetically susceptible mice and rats that without bacteria, there is no chronic inflammation. So if you add bacteria to a genetically susceptible mouse or rat, they develop colitis. But in the absence of bacteria, they don't. We've very importantly, I think, demonstrated that some bacteria are good and some bacteria are bad.
Some bacteria can actually help the disease.
Absolutely.
And some bacteria can actually cause the disease.
Yes, in our experimental colitis models. And I think that concept is rolling over now into human IBD. So the importance of this is that you then could consider how to manipulate one's microbiota.
So if you're a patient with a newly diagnosed either inflammatory bowel disease or another autoimmune disease, having just listened to what you've said, you'd be saying to yourself, okay, how can I, as a patient, improve my chances of perhaps feeling better, doing better by stacking the deck on my side and figuring out how to get as many good bacteria in me as possible? You've talked a little bit about the possibility of altering the microbiota with food.
Yes.
Any other recommendations for that person?
Well, first of all, that was a multi-layered question. So first of all, current therapy in IBD in particular, and in most immune-mediated diseases, is targeting the detrimental, the aggressive immune response. So corticosteroids, prednisone, biologic therapies, Remicade, Humira, for example, are designed to block the immune response. It is still speculative that altering the microbiota will have a beneficial effect in humans. We clearly have shown that in mice. My research at the present time is trying to translate that to humans. In theory, and I want to stress this isn't ready for prime time, you don't want to stop your regular medications, one could alter the microbiome, one, by diet, in particular in the gut, avoiding refined sugars, high fructose corn syrup, which seem to particularly stimulate growth of bad bacteria, increase the amount of fiber. But beyond that, antibiotics can alter the microbiome short-term, not long-term. Probiotics, we've talked about. I think we need to get better probiotics. The ones currently in use in the drugstore, I said, don't have staying power. We need to harness those protective, beneficial bacteria already in our guts. Fecal transplant is all the rage now. That, again, is still speculative, except in the setting of C. diff, recurrent C. diff infection.